Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll tell you 1,000 words or replace it. This can be like 3,000 words.
Yeah. You know, I understand. It's been obviously a rough night, and he hadn't had a lot of help, but to me, when you're the captain of the ship, you're the quarterback, you got to try to hold some of that emotion in. And I know he's frustrated.
And he's hurt.
But it's week 7. You know, there's a long way to go. And I think that some of that's just raw emotion.
Yeah, well, he's been in the Mixmaster tonight all night long.
Yeah, it's time to put a wrap and a bow on the career of Carson Wentz. That was a rough one last night. Why are you laughing?
I'm just like,
I got his
I'm
ass
just,
kicked for three
yeah,
hours on national
yeah,
TV.
Yeah, he did. That was a rough day. Definitely a rough day.
And you got Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit ripping him.
Destroyed. Hey, man, you got to quit crying, dog. Like, you got to take that ass whooping in stride. That's basically what he was saying.
I mean, yeah. He was this close. He looked like he was about to tear up.
Yeah, he's
I mean,
in real pain. He's playing hurt.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, they're hanging him out to dry.
And you're probably reflecting on life in that moment.
Like, why am I here? Like,
yeah.
He kicked his head back on the bench, see, and yeah. That was a moment of reflection.
Y'all
it's like, what am I doing?
Nobody understands that pain, man. Like, you're sitting there like, why the hell am I doing this? These mugs ain't blocking for me. Hey, Joe.
Come on.
These mugs ain't blocking for me, man. The hell, what are we doing? What are we doing?
I mean, he's got like $100 million in the bank. There's no reason to get your ass kicked on the Vikings.
Take your ball and go home, man.
You start right. Thinking about go spending home, time with buddy. The kids, yeah, what you going to do next. I'd rather be fishing than doing this.
It's time
doing
to go,
whatever.
Man.
Yeah.
I did have one question, though, as I watched last night.
What's that?
As I saw them not be able to move the ball at all, it did make me think.
You start comparing and contrasting.
Well, the Vikings
it's a short week, though, Joe.
Oh, so we're
short week.
So we're calling
no,
it a
I'm just saying. No, no.
I know
no.
Black Gritty asked me not to give any more stats out, but I just have one more. So on Sunday, the Eagles allowed Carson Wentz to throw for 298. Last night, he was at 130. The Vikings had 387 yards on us on Sunday. They had 164 last night.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you, but it's a short week.
Okay.
We'll see this week.
I just file this away and pretend it never happened?
No, I tried to tell you. The Giants can score the points. They can score points. So we'll see this week. Like, we talk about the receiver, not receiver, but corner issues, mm-hmm. Everything like that.
They don't have receivers, though. That's not where they're
– They don't.
Have you ever seen anyone as scared of a 2-5 team as Hugh Douglas is?
I'm not
is?
Scared of them, dude, but
Kyle,
they
– terrified.
I can see him. He's shaking.
I mean, you're shook.
You guys are ridiculous. All I know he is
I can see him paling up.
I'm riding to Ohio. And all I hear is the Giants running up and down the field.
I thought you just told me Thursday night still count.
No, I'm just saying. No, but I'm just, that's what happened, though.
I know.
So they were running up and down. Game plan's not going to change that much. And they were able to score points the following week. That's why I feel like it's going to be a tight game. Mm. You know, speaking of tight games, we got an exciting week coming up next week.
Well, how about this? Listen, you want to go through the next week or so in Philadelphia sports?
Yeah,
all right, so
on.
We have ourselves.
I was looking like, what?
We got a double. I get where Hugh's going with this. Double header tomorrow with the Flyers at 12:30, and then the Sixers. VJ Edgecombe's home open debut tomorrow night. Eagles Sunday at the Link. I believe also Sunday is Hugh's wearing the hat now. Thank you to the Union for sending us our playoff gear here.
Yeah, I like beanies.
Sunday, this is a nice hat too. It's I believe the Union, the Chicago Fire, if that's their name, the team from Chicago, whatever the hell their team is. They're going to play them on Sunday. No, I'm.
This is great. We love you, Union.
I went to a game this year. I enjoyed
we know all the teams.
Whatever the hell
no,
their team is playing.
You guys missed the point. It doesn't matter who they're playing because they're going to win. They don't. Their name doesn't matter. And then Thursday night at the Link U is?
It's DeSean Jackson and Michael Vick. They're going to be playing at the Link, man. It's going to be a lot of Eagles legends coming out.
Are you going?
Yeah, I'm going. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I wish we had interns because I'm going to go get me a Delaware State jacket, right?
Yeah.
But I gotta go pick it up. That's a long way.
You have an intern go get you a jacket?
I want to, but I told him to hold me a coat. I'm going to get a coat. That's going to be my first coat of the season.
It feels like abuse.
What are you talking about?
Like interns.
Go get me a jacket, intern.
It's one thing to say, can you get me a coffee in a coffee machine?
I know. It's just
make
like,
the kid drive to Delaware
gotta
State.
I got
to
go pick it up.
You live in Delaware.
Yeah, but I got a lot of stuff going on. It's going to be, like, I've heard that there's going to be a lot of Eagles fans. There's going to be a lot of Eagles there, ex-Eagles.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be surprised to see Harold Carmichael out there. Still got tickets available.
It's really cool. It's going to be.
It's going to be an experience, man. And I know I've talked to Coach Jackson. He's excited. Michael Vick a few times. They're excited. It's going to be a time to be had in the bands.
Which team are you going to root for?
Well, I just said I'm going to get a Delaware State jacket.
Oh, okay.
State. But see, here's the beautiful thing.
I'm rooting for Norfolk State.
This is the beautiful thing about being from HBCU. It's not the lines are not as drawn as they are in other sports.
So the rivalries are not as strong?
Well, the rivalries are strong, but like you can wear, say if you went to HBCU, like I wear Howard gear sometimes.
So it's like a collective.
It's like a family.
But
it's like an
Alabama fan could not put LSU stuff
no.
on.
No, because that's different. Mm. See, like in HBCUs, when you went to one or you know you used to support them, you could wear whatever because a lot of times I wear Morehouse stuff, you know, my school stuff.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm going to go get a Delaware State jacket as soon as we find me an intern to go pick it up for me.
Yeah, well, then you're not going to get it.
I don't think we're going to do that.
No, that's not happening. It is a big week, though. And obviously Sunday at the Link, we have the pregame starting at 10. Do we also have one more quarterback here to hear from?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we heard about Carson last night. Carson had him. It's time to call it a career, Carson. But the other this other guy might call it a career sooner than people thought. Tua Tagovailoa. Listen to this. This was yesterday, I think it was, the day before. Admitting something he probably shouldn't. Here's Tua.
Yeah, I think with that, some of it has to do with being able to see guys, with their guys also up front and our guys. And I'm not the tallest guy in the back there either. So being able to see and then, you know, sometimes when that happens, you don't want to just throw it blindly.
No, baby, what is you doing?
You know what? What's the phrase you use? He's setting people back. He just set shorter quarterbacks back 10 years.
Tua, seriously.
Like, there used to be a thing where teams didn't want to draft smaller quarterbacks because of that same thing, right? You can't see over the line. They can't see over the middle. We got away from that, right? Russell Wilson kind of changed the NFL.
He set back the short kings.
He set back all the short kings.
Tua said that as a matter of fact, too.
I can't see over the line.
Yeah. Hey, I don't want to throw a pick. I'm not that big.
he's had a few. I do like the way that he sees or that he speaks like very matter of factly.
Totally, yeah.
With the players skipping meetings and stuff.
But
that
you know
great.
What that is? That's I got $50 million in the hole and I ain't really tripping on what y'all think about
me. You know where he's headed? The backup bill quickly.
And he's still gonna get by what, 2-4 mil?
Yeah.
To be the backup.
He's like become one of those guys that as soon as you hear them start to speak, you're just like, it's funny. Like Micah Parsons was that kind of guy for a while and now Tua.
Like he lit himself on fire with that one, dog.
Well, I think it starts with the leadership in helping articulate that for the guys, and then what we're expecting out of the guys, right? We're expecting this. Are we getting that? Are we not getting that? We have guys showing up to player-only meetings late. Guys not showing up to player-only meetings. Like there's a lot that goes into that.
Yeah.
He rallied the troops for them to go out and lose 31-6 to the Browns. That's the end, man.
He must got some strong family ties because that's the type of cat you do roll up to his crib. Like, dog, what you doing? Like, if I'm the cat, like I would never miss the team meeting, but I would roll up to his crib. Like, dog, what you doing? Why are you trying to? You know what I mean?
Yeah. What's the point of all this?
What you doing?
Well, one of his former teammates aired him out. Said he used to regularly show up late.
Oh, wonderful!
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's what happens when you do that. That's what usually happens.
These guys are wild. They really are. Let's grab Terry in Westchester. Drew in Westchester. What's up, Drew?
Hey guys. So for Sunday, man, I'm looking for, and you can tell me whether this makes any kind of like sense is that going into this game on paper, right? Our offensive line.
Go ahead.
I just get blamed for a lot of. I just want to let people know that
we're just being super professional here, Drew. So go ahead. I'm listening. You have my ear.
It is Friday. No worries. On paper, right, this game, the Giants' D-line is probably one of the strongest units, right?
Yes.
And our O-line has not been playing well pretty much all year. So, to me, it sets up potentially as almost like a trap game for the Giants' D-line. They may be licking their chop coming into this game, and I want to see our O-line punch them in the mouth for the first time this year. And, you know, like, that's an opportunity for us, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like you should punch somebody in the mouth.
I agree. Also, I think they could be gassed. I mean, they were on the field a lot last week when the Broncos made that comeback. So I think that's a lot of it. And I just want to walk out of this game, Drew, and feel like that was their most complete game of the season. They were good on offense, good on defense. They ran the ball better. And then I could feel like we're heading in the right direction going into the bye.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, we're almost halfway through the season, and it's time to tighten. It's time to button up the ship, you know, tighten up the ship. And get it rolling, you know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So that's what I'm looking for on Sunday. And a couple things just to close out quickly. Number one is, I don't know how you guys feel. I'm sick of hearing the Eli Manning Hall of Fame stuff. I mean, you played against him a little bit in 04, right? You played against him.
Wait a minute. What do you mean? You don't think he should be a Hall of Famer?
No, I really don't, just because the whole body of work, yeah, he had a fantastic two-year run against Tom Brady. But the other four times they made the playoffs, he was horrible, and he was pretty much the reason they were one and done.
Let me help you with this. How many quarterbacks in Tom Brady's era beat him in the Super Bowl? What is it, three?
Well, two.
He got beat three times,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, one by Foles,
He only got beat twice in his run, right? And he got beat twice by the same dude. So who else is a Hall of Famer? If he's not one, who is?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think you need to do it. I think you need to do it consistently. And he was a bad quarterback for a lot of the time.
Yeah, okay,
whipped his ass in the Super Bowl.
The second half of his career was very pedestrian, Drew. I agree with you on that.
I hear you,
Drew. He led the league in interceptions three times.
I mean, guess who else threw a whole lot of interceptions was in the Hall of Fame?
Brett Favre? I don't know.
Brett Favre.
Yeah, Brett Favre was a multiple-time MVP of the league.
Yeah, but he threw a whole lot of picks, though.
I know.
Going off the picks.
Yeah.
So, look.
I understand. Here's what I'll say about it. I think he's clearly going to get in because the fame of what he did, right, and those moments you're talking about. But if he does get in, which he will, it's going to break the standards for the Hall of Fame because
it's going to open the floodgates.
There's going to be about, I don't know, 15 quarterbacks in the last 15 years that say that were all either just as good or better than him for 15 years. Yeah. I mean, you're right about that.
Phillip Rivers.
Yep.
Donovan McNabb.
And honestly, And honestly, guys, Nick Foles, in the one Super Bowl that he beat Tom Brady, he did more passing in that one game than Eli Manning did in pretty much both of the games he beat.
You're totally right. That was a shootout.
Yeah, Eli's defensive line was the as big of a reason or bigger than he won. Yeah.
So by that standard, I mean, Nick Foles should be in the Hall of Fame. You know, I mean,
no, I hear you.
And then last but not least, I see you as put on those spiked shoulder pads. The Road Warrior is like
Hawking
the perfect
animal.
Costume.
Dude, let me tell you, I was a huge Road Warrior fan growing up.
Yeah,
man. Hawking Animal.
Were they your favorite tag team?
Man,
some
by
good
far,
tag teams back in the
by
day.
Drew, far.
Drew, good phone call. Drew gave us a lot there. I mean,
yeah,
he came in with the Eagles take, and then the Eli, and then the Hawking Animal.
Yeah, was it Laronitis?
Yeah,
his son played at Ohio State.
Yeah, they played for the Rams. I think.
Yeah,
James.
Yeah, him and what's his name?
Chris Long.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was great.
All right, let's check in with you people before we get out of here. We have a parlay to do as well.
We got the parlay.
Mm-hmm.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Yeah, don't worry. I just included what I just did into the end here.
Oh, good. So we could not address that because this is now two members of the show that have done that on the air.
was that this week? Was that both this week?
Well, I think it was last week.
Okay.
It was recently.
I've gotten better with my phone not going off, though.
It happened today.
I just wanted to say,
I guess if you mean the rate goes down from daily to a couple times a week, then sure.
Yeah, I did. Okay. I'm doing better.
I'm in. Sure. Progress is progress, I guess. A lot of people disappointed that Hugh didn't have the whiteboard yet today, so we got to get on that.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
I think we do get a whiteboard.
All right, so hold on.
Here.
What am I expensing to Odyssey without telling them? The Grimace costume for Hugh, potentially?
The Grimace
the whiteboard. Okay.
Did we land on Grimace?
Not yet. We'll decide by the end.
No, we need to figure it out.
I mean, there's some good ones in here.
Nobody put no good ones.
I do like the Annie one. Go ahead.
All right. Do the right thing today, guys.
Wait a minute.
I think we do the right thing every day.
Every single day.
That's very debatable.
We have fire takes every day. Well, I have fire takes every day. My takes are fire.
Are you separating yourself from us?
No, I'm just saying. We are collective, but sometimes
me, Guy Douglas over here.
I try to carry y'all with me. Y'all don't want to go.
There's no I in team. You ever hear that one?
I hear it all the time.
All right. Some Halloween costume suggestions for Hugh.
Oh, here we go.
A professional.
Yeah, I like that one.
Let's make these semi-realistic people.
An adult.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a hard one.
An EMT, see how he likes being fat-shamed.
I like that one. That was creative.
Yeah.
That was creative.
I think the account that wrote that one was the ENT that Hugh tracked down yesterday.
Yeah,
it was him.
Yeah. Forget a Halloween costume. How about just some self-respect?
I love you people.
Yeah.
I love y'all.
That one got me.
That was tough.
That was a good one.
Awesome. Hugh Scadaboo is back.
Hugh Scadaboo.
Listen, if Scadaboo runs all over the Eagles, don't come to work
one day. I'm not going to say I told you so.
Yes, you will.
No, I probably will.
Yep. All right. So, segment two. Hugh went on an irrelevant tangent about Transformers, crowdsourced wine suggestions, brought up a cartoon nobody's ever heard of, and then his phone went off.
Who hasn't heard of Afro Samurai?
And then his phone went off on the air. Send that one in for the marker.
Well, listen. I
think the boss might have did that.
Well, okay. It's probably time we offer congratulations. 97 won the ticket in Detroit. They did win the Marconi over us this year. I wonder if that segment had anything to do with it. Did we lose it on the Transformers and wine?
No. I'm just saying.
What they win it off of? What they do?
I mean, they're good. They're good.
I can't imagine it was as dynamic a segment as the one that I just described.
No.
There's no way they did
use phone going off five different irrelevant.
What was the name of the samurai show?
Afro Samurai. Great show.
Similar to Kung Fu Panda.
Yep. No, not really.
Okay.
It was a little bit more violent, though.
Okay. All right.
Kung Fu Panda is a children's movie.
This one's violent.
Okay.
How about this back and forth? What the hell is Hugh talking about? I don't even think he knows.
That must have been when he was workshopping what's going on with AJ. That feels about like that
might have been. The timing adds up. All right, guys. We have three different things that we need to play back today. Which order do you think we'd like to go here? So we have Will's spelling mishap on the Eagles chant.
Oh, yeah, you got to go there first.
Okay. There was a moment we lost Hugh Douglas for good. And then a caller put me to sleep. So
okay, let's go in chronological order.
Okay, Will.
Yeah, Will first.
All right.
No, Will.
That's an all-timer, Will.
That was
tough. Tough. It was tough.
Will, like, sound like you hit the chronic a little bit too hard on that one.
And that was at like 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, he hit the chronic too hard on that one. Puff, puff, pass, Will. Puff, puff, pass.
I love Will, man.
Me too.
Will might be my favorite.
I mean, but he had a nice, hey, listen, though, for real, Will had a nice couple, he had a nice run for a couple weeks.
He sure did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I mean, it was about to
He tried to catch himself, but he couldn't do it.
Yeah, he couldn't. You can't unsay the letters.
No, you can't. We all heard it.
He tried. Yep. All right. I thought Hugh was done for the day after this one. Oops. Comeback player of the year?
Yep.
Even though he didn't come back from...
We came back from sucking.
Yeah, which which I morally disagree with in terms of the vote.
No. Well, he did.
You okay?
No.
See, we're gonna lose you again.
No, listen. When Kyle said I morally disagree with it, that was crazy. The morally disagree with was
he'll probably be considered realistically for comeback player of the year.
Yep.
Even though he didn't come back from
We came back from sucking.
Yeah, which I morally disagree with in terms of the vote.
Well, he did.
That's a tough look for me.
It was the morally disagree with for me.
We're just having a conversation over here about comeback player of the year, and you were gone.
And I am morally against it.
I don't know how else to describe the guy's career. He sucked. No, and now he came back from sucking.
Kyle, but it was just like Kyle trying to speed through it, which I morally disagree with.
He's gone again.
Yeah.
And then the last one.
Yep. I apologize to Drew. You did not put me to sleep. It's Friday. I thought my mic was off, man, but here it is. That's so bad.
That was our second big yawn of the week, right?
I'm right up at the mic. Yeah.
We had a huge yawn. And of course, the same game parlay for the Eagles and Vikings, all to come on the Midday Show.
Hughes is loud enough to where your mic picks it up.
I know. He thought he was in the clear.
Mine is literally as I am sitting here at the mic.
That's why people talk bad to us, man.
Of course.
That's why people always got something bad to say about us.
Well, we earned it.
Why didn't we win the Mark Coney?
I don't know. Maybe we can win some money. No more Coney. Maybe some money. All right, same game parlay over at FanDuel Sportsbook. Eagles and the Giants. Do we start with an anytime touchdown, Jalen Hurts?
Of course. Every week.
Since you're so scared of Dart and Scadabo, I think we got to go over for the game total. Over 43.5?
Oh, all day.
All right. What do we think of Saquon? We've gone all his overs, Kyle. Is it time to go the other way? We keep losing.
Yeah, and I mean, look, maybe we spurred finally a good game from Saquon.
A little reverse jinx, maybe? Yeah. All right, so under 79.5. And Jackson Dart has run a lot, Hugh, since he got in the NFL, averaging about 5-9 carries a game. What do we think? Over 37.5 yards?
Easy.
Yeah, that's easy.
All right, Hurts touchdown.
We're catching this one.
We got this one. Hurts touchdown. Over 43.5 on the game. Jackson Dart over 37.5 yards rushing. Saquon under 79.5. It's a 7-1 on FanDuel. You guys have a great weekend. The afternoon show is coming up next. We'll talk to you Sunday for Countdown to Kickoff and the pregame show from The Link on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.